The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
If you need any further evidence, which you shouldn't need much, that the left is truly deranged and hurting themselves in their interest to overcome any question about how anti-Trump and anti-Pence they may be, we just need to look down to the Chattanooga area as students at, well, supposedly conservative Lee University are running a petition to block Vice President Mike Pence from visiting the university in Cleveland on Saturday. I don't know how many presidents or vice presidents have actually visited Little Lee University down in Cleveland. I don't think it's many. You would think that having a president or a vice president of the United States visit your campus might be a big deal that would be celebrated by virtually everybody. But no, the left-wing loonies are off to the races. They launched a petition this week on change.org by student Seeds Harris on behalf of, quote, concerned students, faculty and alumni of Lee University, asking the school administrators to cancel Pence's Saturday appearance at Pengel Hall. That they're saying that the vice president doesn't represent the Christian school's beliefs, which seek to embody the life and example of Jesus Christ. If we've ever had a vice president that more fully embodies the teachings of Christ, the incredibly faithful and Christian Mike Pence should be at the top of the list, not demeaned by a bunch of half-wit liberal students who happen to have infested Lee University in Cleveland. I don't know anything about this student. You know, don't know this student's background. I know that colleges and universities that you would think would be conservative, like once conservative Belmont University was a Baptist school, once conservative Lipscomb University in Nashville, once a Church of Christ school, that they've moved further and further to the left where their faculty is really kind of indistinguishable from the faculty at any other liberal university. It's sad to acknowledge that apparently the same thing is happening at Lee University in Cleveland. A vice president, a sitting vice president of the United States, is visiting Cleveland, Tennessee, one of the most conservative places in the entire country, paying a visit to that campus. And students on that campus are saying, no, 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 he doesn't embody our Christian beliefs. Give me a break. We'll be back tomorrow with more. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report, and we'll have the report on whatever it is Beth Harwell's announcing tomorrow on the Tennessee Star Gill Report.